Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast, Week 7 DFS Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts and content. So grab that thing and let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 7 DFS Show. My name is Colby, swinging dead to base dead, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
That is right. Transition's a little rough. But when Dundee did happen, he was a superstar, and he is a superstar.
I was about to say, ain't no past tense here. Come on.
Yeah, no fucking past tense here. All right. If you're wondering who that is on the other end of this mic, that is give it up for the DFS God himself, the rooftop IPA drinking, home brew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, Former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. Let's do this, man.
There we go. And look, dude, I would have had a money week last week had DeAndre Johnson not gotten injured.
That kind of killed
the rest
you and I both,
of my
didn't
roster
it?
Was solid.
Yeah.
But I'm back this week because, as you well know,
nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
You just don't turn it off. As you know, we got a lot of USFL action sitting in front of us still as we heat up the playoff race. And any other what was our bet?
Oh, geez, dude, I can barely remember 2 days ago.
You sandbag.
Do we have a side bet?
Every time I win, you can't remember shit.
You're supposed to jot this shit down. All I know is that we both were kind of screwed with the DeAndre Johnson injury. In general, you know, if you recall, I went all air raid. I spread them out, had four receivers last week. It didn't turn out that great.
Well, Herbin
crushed it for me, but some of the other guys just had some, you know, ho-hum games.
Well, Vic Bolden had the targets. He had 10 of them, but only three catches.
How many times did Jamar Smith miss him open in the end zone or like up for a bomb? There was at least two.
Well, he also dropped a couple short balls too, though.
Still though, he should have had two touchdowns in that game.
I agree. I played Devin Ross, which was a surprisingly really good play or decent for a small value guy, almost like Trey Walker a few weeks ago with the Pittsburgh Maulers. One thing to note for our listeners, Shea Patterson, he is no longer a Michigan Panther. The first pick of the draft. Can you imagine that in other leagues?
Six games in.
Six games. You suck ass. You're cut.
Maybe the Chargers should have done that with Ryan Leaf, you know.
And that was Mike Riley coaching that team too.
There we go.
but I'm sure Shea Patterson is saying this.
Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half.
But a blessing in disguise, perhaps, because break a 1-2. Larry Fedora quickly snatches up Shea Patterson. Now, I don't think Shea Patterson will be starting, but hey, we've seen Slaughter get dinged up some. And I do think Shea Patterson is talented enough to be I think he just needs a friendly offense. I saw it at Ole Miss before he went to Michigan. I thought he was way better in that. It was a Hugh Freeze offense than opposed to Jim Harbaugh's ground and pound.
Right now at 10 o'clock Eastern time, Wednesday night, DraftKings is not updated. So if anybody was thinking of rostering Patterson, which actually the dude has kind of crushed it a couple weeks in a row. That's the funniest thing about the timing of his release is that it comes off his two best games of the season.
He was like their leading rusher in one of the games too.
I don't know what's going on there, but DraftKings is a little slow to update the USFL. So if you are choosing your roster, just, you know, be careful obviously, but look, he's not starting in Tampa, but
New Orleans.
Yeah. But you're only one injury away, and the Breakers have a much better overall team than Michigan. So maybe it is a blessing in disguise.
But just don't roster him on your DFS because
not this week, guys.
You can't win.
Also, Kyle LaLetta Cheese of the Pittsburgh Maulers was released as they went out and signed Roland down the rivers, the third from Slippery Rock University, which believe it or not is an institution.
I think it's in Pennsylvania.
I don't know. I was assuming
New York.
I was assuming Arkansas. Maybe that's just because Little Rock.
Oh, it's in the Northeast somewhere.
Regardless, Roland Rivers is the newest quarterback of the Pittsburgh Maulers, and Kyle LaLetta Cheese is a member of the New Jersey Generals because we know DeAndre Johnson's injured. We know they had Ben Holmes in the first round draft. Both those guys, their first two draft picks are injured. We don't know how long DeAndre Johnson's out at the moment, but LaLetta Cheese is there to back up Luis Perez, General Perez.
Not that anybody cares, but Slippery Rock University is in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
Nice. So the Maulers going some hometown. See, I like this. The Birmingham Stallions go out and get Bo Scarborough. They see it works for them. And Kirby Wilson's like, we got to get someone local to Pittsburgh. Right. And it's like, well, they got that quarterback from Slippery Rock. All right, get him. The only problem is no one else in Pennsylvania knows that Slippery Rock's an institution in Pennsylvania.
Right north of Pittsburgh, you know, not far away at all. So
hometown hero. Is there a chance? I just mentioned three quarterback moves a week ago. Josh Love was cut by the Maulers as well. The former San Jose State quarterback. He's now at with the Michigan Panthers. he's got to be their starter because they have no other quarterbacks.
he's still not on a fancy radar. I mean, don't do it. You know, there's other options. He's only 6,200, but come on, this is USFL. Money is no object.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I think my lineup here, I have 2,900. I'm just sitting on with nothing to do. So I don't think anybody's going to be in that position where they can't afford a higher quarterback. So yeah, look elsewhere.
Well, I felt a little naked without the DeAndre Johnson here. I'll be honest. I was like, wait, who the fuck do I go with at quarterback?
Lots of options.
I'm very curious. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. But I guess, hold on, before we get into it, let's get us paid a little bit. Want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Make sure to get down on WinBet's $50 win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And all users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a three or more leg build your own bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of that offer on the NBA playoffs. And the match is coming to the win. And you better believe you can bet on it over at WinBet. Yes, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are minus 200 against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes at plus 165. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. Winbet.com must be 21 or older, present in the state to where WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. The USFL Gambling Podcast is also brought to you by Sleeper. Yes, Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. It's a game changing product, unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over under game. This thing is fantastic. It's super simple. In any sport, you can choose more two or more players that you like and pick the over under on their stat projections, essentially number of points in a basketball game, hits in a baseball game. Then you choose the amount of money you want to enter the contest. And if you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. And the main reason that I love it and I'm excited about over under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies contest and play together from a prop point of view. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks, even though I would never copy my friends' picks. They might be copying mine because,
especially not Patty C's.
Yes, I mean,
he was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
You're goddamn right, I live by my wit. All right, so yeah, I mean, this thing's fantastic though. Just the fact that you're headed to a ball game, you and your buddies, or you're gonna watch one, just sitting around the house, it's fucking raining. So you know what? I guarantee you, you know, I don't know, whatever. Clayton Thorson's gonna throw for more yards than Josh Love this week. Then boom, you can do all that stuff. It's a lot of fun. On your mobile phone, you can join our listener group over at sleeper.com/SGP. You got to get in that because Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. All right, let's hop into this at quarterback. I am very curious where you're going here, Nick.
All right. Well, I'll just jump in and give you my quarterback first. Look, I was born a gambling man.
Yeah, we have the same fucking quarterback. Get out of here.
Vad Lee, 7.4K.
Oh, no. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Not a gambler.
Okay. You
went Thorson?
I went Lon. Thorson. Here we go. Dude. Clayton, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I thought you meant you were going with Clayton Thorson.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you would think that. I forgot. I keep on forgetting that there is the gamblers in the USFL. But go ahead. Why did you take Thorson? Because you've been a noted Thorson hater this year.
Well, Clayton Thorson.
Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
Did you see what the Philadelphia Stars gave up to Jordan Tamu last week?
That's a good point. 330 yards and four touchdowns.
Yes. And I think they're going to sell out on the run because I think Mark Thompson is going to be fucking them up, which means Clayton Thorson might have some opportunities to get some points. So give me that lawn chair, a legendary lawn chair. Lay that, roll that thing out right on the middle of the fucking lawn. I'm going to get some sun rays while as I ride that lawn chair quarterback, Clayton Thorson. Explain your
interesting
play.
Interesting play with Thorson. First of all, I mean, Thorson, I've been not singing his praises, but I've been saying that he's been playing some solid football, at least kinda. I mean, he has 7 picks on the year.
He's the Kirk Cousins games. Of the USFL.
He really is. He really is. That's a pretty good comparison right there, because at times he looks decent and then at times you're just shaking your head. But the matchup is certainly right. But no, I went down further. I went even cheaper, even though I had plenty of money to spend. I'm going Vad Lee, quarterback, Pittsburgh Maulers in his third game now. I mean, the first two games of fantasy points was, you know, 15.8, 16.8, solid, about what Thorson averages. But, you know, each week I think he's going to get better. And look, Birmingham, as good as they are, that defense allows yardage. It allows points. And we still haven't seen Vad Lee like crush it rushing the football.
Yeah.
This might be a breakout game where he really tucks it and he's going to be the entire offense for Pittsburgh. So, and I think he's going to be, you know, pretty, you know, lowly owned. So, yeah, I like to roll the dice here at quarterback. Give me Vad Lee.
You all American son of a bitch.
All right. I'm surprised we both. I mean, for a second, I thought I couldn't believe that you picked that same quarterback because I thought, no way. At running back,
might have some similarities here, buddy.
I actually went with 2 running backs this week.
I went 3.
All right. All right. Well, I go ahead, jump in.
The Mark Thompson, Houston Breakers, breaker, 8K. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, where's my fucking music for us having the same player? It's a no brainer. Mark Thompson, if anything, kind of had a couple bad weeks. I think he makes a statement, gets back on the winning side of things. And I think the Gamblers pull off the upset against Blob.
Did I say Houston Breakers?
Maybe.
What the hell's wrong with me? Houston Gamblers, obviously. Mark Thompson. Yeah, I mean, look. Last week, the thing that saved him was 2 receiving touchdowns, even though he only ran for 23 yards. But you're right. I mean, look, not too long ago, go back to week 3 against Tampa, where he ran for almost 150 in a touchdown.
And who's the worst run defense in the whole United States Football League?
Philly's defense is lacking. Houston is desperate for a win here. I think Mark Thompson bounces back with a big game, and he's my RB1 for 8K.
Yes, yes, yes. I have him as well. My second running back, though, look, USFL player of the week. This guy's a fucking beast. It made me scratch my head. I mean, Mark Thompson, honestly, I thought he was the best running back in the league prior to this week. Right. And there's only one guy that kind of reminds me of Mark Thompson, and he just got picked up off the streets and just rushed for over 100 yards. Give me Bo Scarborough and the Birmingham Stallions. Ride that horse.
Obvious play. If anybody watched that Birmingham game last week, Scarborough popped off your TV screen. Not only did he have 16 carries,
how was he sitting at home?
I don't know. The dude needs to be playing somewhere.
Garrett Groshek got drafted over Bo Scarborough.
That is pathetic. The dude needs to be in the NFL. Even his 2 catches were, you know, nice grabs. So you have to roster him at 6K.
Can I tell you quickly? I mean, I know this is. I'm going down a rabbit hole here. But if you look at the box score last week, Garrett Groshek, 14 rushes, 7 yards.
That is totally Groshek.
He was drafted, and Bo Scarborough was sitting on the sidelines, sitting there watching fucking movies like us, watching the USFL.
Up until week 5. Come on.
So I know this sounds crazy. I know we've not worked in the front office anywhere. But I do believe we know football better than them. I mean, we were on the, we were right on spot on with Russell Wilson back in the day saying, hey, why is no one taking him? He's better than all these other quarterbacks. I feel like I hit on quarterbacks pretty damn successful with the NFL. I mean, what am I missing? I didn't know he was, I thought he was in like the CFL or something. I was like, I didn't know he was just sitting at home jobless.
Seriously. That
I kind of thought he was in the NFL. I was like, yeah, he's gotta be on a,
I know he was on a practice squad or, you know, in a plays in preseason. I mean, the guy was good in college and he just looked a man amongst boys last weekend. So you have to roster Scarborough, another nice addition by Birmingham. Not only are they undefeated, but they keep on adding nice pieces. Also Jeff Thomas, the receiver who, you know, they traded for last week. I don't think he got any burn last week, but maybe you'll see him on the field this week. But
actually, our boy Peyton Ramsey had a big catch, 40-yard grab. Yeah. Shout out to Peyton Ramsey.
Yeah, that's right. So I figured we might share Thompson and Scarborough. I do have a third running back and I know you don't. So let's just jump right in. And this guy has also, you know, been arguably one of the best running backs at different points this season. He had those two back-to-back games over 130. Little quieter sense, but he still went 16 for 71 last week. I'm going to go Reggie Corbin, Michigan Panthers against a decent New Orleans defense, but he has to be the Panthers' entire offense this week with the new quarterback and everything. So
that's a good
I like
point.
Corbin to bounce back. He's going to get the touches. Hopefully he can, do something with them, but kind of a safe play because I know he's going to get a lot of touches this week.
What was his value?
6K.
You know, I thought about doing this and I'm still looking at this. For 4,400, you can get Anthony Jones, the New Orleans Breakers running back.
Do you trust him to do this 2 weeks in a row though?
I mean, there's a reason why I didn't put him, but I thought about it. I had the money to grab him. And
because even like Jordan Ellis still had 13 carries last week. So New Orleans went run heavy last week. They totally changed around their offense. Sloter might have a groin injury. They totally flipped from a pass heavy team to a run heavy team. So they just give the ball around to too many people. But the guy went over 100 last week. So, and most people might not roster him because you have to scroll down pretty far, you know? So yeah, there's a chance there. Sure.
I'm telling you this, I'm giving away this lineup, but I'm probably going to field another lineup or two. And I'll probably have one where I play him because
that makes
he's
a lot of
so
sense.
Cheap. So I, in that spot, in that flex spot at 4,200 for me, I went with Bug Howard because he's their red zone fucking guy. And I actually think, Houston's going to win that game probably, but I think Philly's biggest advantage is Bug Howard. I think the New Orleans or the Houston defense is pretty damn good. I think they're going to lock up those wideouts.
Yeah.
I think they're going to stop that run game. I think Bug Howard is the best chance the Stars have at winning this game. So at 4,200, give me Bug Howard on my flex, going with the tight end.
I like it. I like it. He's been he's found the end zone at least a couple of four times this year, including two just last week.
He's a matchup problem, man. And
I don't know if
Case Cookies likes him.
Don't expect two touchdowns again here. I mean, it seems like you're chasing points a little bit, but no. I mean, look, the targets. He's had what 32 targets over the first six games. So
well,
Cookies is going to look his way. I agree.
Let's be honest. Who jumps off screen for you on the Philadelphia Stars? I know Colburn had a great game last week, but prior to that, he didn't really jump off screen to me.
Yeah, right? Nobody. And you know what? Good point about Cookus looking his way because the last three games, Bug Howard has had six targets in each game, which is more than any of the first 3 weeks. So they are, you know, focusing some of that passing game around the big tight end. So I like it.
There we go, buddy. So we have two wide receivers and a defense left. But before I get there, I got to tell you about Manscaped and Sweaty Sack Summer. Yes, it's approaching and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. And let me tell you, I've had the honor of testing out these new boxer briefs. And I can tell you, it's the softest fabric anywhere. My fucking cat and dog went to sleep on it nonstop. I'm telling you, it's really fantastic. The quality, it's so breathable. It's like you got gills for your groin. They even trademarked the jewel pouch. So, you know, that's serious. I think it's time to invest in your family jewels. So let your bulge breathe, people, and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Because think about this. Let's say you're on a date and your partner catches the Manscaped trademark on the waistband of your underwear. Well, that's basically like a billboard on the highway to old Pleasure Town. All right. This is thanks to their Lawnmower 4.0, the best electric trimmer for below the belt grooming. This trimmer offers skin safe technology designed to trim hair on loose skin. Outside of just ball trimming, they're now focusing their efforts on helping you out, through thigh slappers in other ways with game changing boxers. They got that jewel pouch thing. I mean, come on, that thing is fantastic. Just imagine your balls sipping pina coladas, chilling on a hammock at some tropical beach or Bora Bora or some shit, right? I'm telling you, you got to check that stuff out. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. That 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Once the boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back, people. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Probably wondering, Kobe, what the fuck you talking about? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. Yeah, this special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all those things. And it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And last but not least, you're brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Yeah, I'm afraid so. That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, to advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why we here at SGPN in the studio here, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means your private details, your passwords, your emails, your browsing history, and it will all be just. It protects you from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% of your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. IP Vanish. You got to get that, man. All right, buddy. Receivers, defense. Let's get to it.
You know, I feel like, look, there's only four games, eight teams each week. I feel like my receivers don't change too often. The one guy I know we're going to share is Kevontae Turpin, 8.3K, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I think he's the best player in the league.
I mean, he only put up 38.4 fantasy points last week.
I was telling Patty, see this. I watch the NFL. How the fuck is he not on a roster? I get it. He's a little undersized, but in the open field, he's like fucking Eric Metcalf, dude. Like
he's going to get a chance this year. Yeah. I mean, the NFL might laugh and, put their nose up in the air at the USFL, but scouts are watching. They're going to find people wherever. So last week, 10 catches, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. And he got his usual 3 carries for another 28 yards. The dude is just electric with the ball. He's a playmaker. You have to roster him.
Yes, for sure. 8,300. He is. Do we have the same other wideout?
You have 3 wideouts.
I had Bug Howard.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Last week only 2 for 16 on 4 targets. So I like a bounce back spot, and I think we both agree he is one of the better receivers in the league, and that is Jonathan Adams for the Breakers.
I like it. See, I had him last week. I went with Victor Bolden Jr. He got 10 targets. I know he only had 3 catches, but 10 targets is 10 targets. Give me Victor Bolden Jr. at a high price. It's 10,700. He's the highest priced player on my team, but I'll take that action.
You know, the guy is he's a very good player too. And he was oh so close to having a monster game last week. But for me, for being that expensive, he hasn't gone over 12 fantasy points just one time this year. So the one question mark with, you know, before we jump into defense, one question mark with my roster, I like every position except my one flex where I went with Reggie Corbin. But I don't know where else to go there because I'm not in love with anybody else. I can't fit your
Anthony
boy.
Jones, Bug Howard.
Anthony Jones is tempting. Bug Howard, no.
Bug Howard's a beast. You can get Trey Walker.
What about
Trey Walker's 4,700, buddy?
What about Colburn, 5,600?
The question is Paul Terry back? Because Colburn's the backup.
Yeah, and they have Holland also.
Yeah,
in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
For now, I'm going to go with a safe bet there because I think Corbin gets touches. I just don't know how successful Michigan's offense is going to be against the Breakers. But for now, I'll stick with Corbin in my lineup there.
All right. When it comes to defense, I'm very curious what you're doing here. What are you doing defensively?
I'm going to fade the team that just released their starting quarterback. And, you know, the offense is in flux. Fade the Michigan Panthers. I'll take the Breakers for 4.7K.
I didn't have the money. I did not have the money. So I loaded up on the Houston Gamblers going up against Case Cookies.
That would have been my second pick. I like it.
So I'm going to beat you. Hey, folks, come play DraftKings with us. We do this contest every single week for SGPN and us at the USFL Gambling Podcast. NC Nick will tweet this out from Twitter at NC_NICK. We will retweet it from the USFL Gambling, you know, Twitter account, which you should be following at USFL Gambling. And also I will retweet it from my own personal account, which is at the Colby D. And by the way, give us 5 stars on iTunes. And if you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at the Colby D. Show me that screenshot and I'll send you a brand new t-shirt. How about that from the company? So do all that. And like I said, I really believe if you check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, I think we actually have the best USFL content going. So like, even like me, NC Nick, Patty C will be in there talking USFL, but there's like a bunch of other people. All of our writers that write USFL, or Rod Villa Gomez, who hosts the USFL fantasy podcast, he'll be in there. We're always talking USFL in there. I think you'll dig it. And every other sport you can think of. If you want to know who's going to win like the Baja Mexico 3000 race, I'm sure there's a channel that's talking about it. So check it out. We also, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we host the College Football Experience. How great of an offseason has this been with NIL, transfer portal, Jimbo Fisher calling, saying someone needs to slap Nick Saban. It's fantastic. We got episodes. We talk college football year round on the College Football Experience. We also host the College Basketball Experience. Crazy offseason there too. Subscribe to all of that and the Sports Gambling Podcast. We're already talking NFL. What other things do we got going on? NHL playoffs. Subscribe to the NHL Gambling Podcast. NBA playoffs. Subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast. MLB's in full swing. Subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast. I also host the College Baseball Experience. We got that going on. Check out that Golf Gambling Podcast. That's going on. Triple Crown going on. Notorious OTB Gambling Podcast. You got to check that out. I just think we have anywhere we lay our hats, our home, we got you covered. Subscribe, tell a friend. NC Nick, you're heading to the beach. You're gonna be riding those breakers down there and down there and
at the beach. Buddy.
Yeah.
I'll bring a little TV there to watch USFL while I'm catching some rays.
There you go. Grab a cocktail, watch some games, kick back. Memorial Day this weekend? Isn't that Monday?
Yes, that is correct.
There you go. There you go. Something like that. I'm a robot over here, man. I always forget. But kick back, enjoy, have a wonderful weekend, folks. And let's keep on riding this USFL train. Love this league. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast, DFS style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Just out of school, like a real cool. Gotta dance like a fool. Got the
Hallelujah.